Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
I know that sounds like Elvis, but it's not. It's Terry Stafford. Great song. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here in Houston, Texas, downtown Houston, Texas. And as you know, I'm down here supporting one of our great customers, our presenting sponsor, Insperity. They're having their annual sales convention, and we do a lot of that with our customers, and just like you support your customers. But when I'm on the road, I like to make sure we stay close by, so that's the reason we do the show whenever possible. And so we're continuing to march here, and with our first guest today, Jackie Frank is here. Jackie's in New York City. She's a mortgage banker, and she's also a leader of the BNI Group, Business Network International. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And Jackie, thank you for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of our day. And in the previous segment, you talked to us about BNI, about being a professional in the marketplace and using the Business Network International platform to help you get more business and how successful that's been for you. But what I'd like you to do now is I'd like for you to drill down a little more in the mortgage industry and tell us how things are going. If you're out there looking for a mortgage these days, is it still a good time to get a low rate?
Well, it's certainly a good time to get a low rate, but you really have to put on your armor and be ready for battle, because it is not an easy process. And one of the first things I say to my clients, first phone call is, I'm apologizing now for what I'm going to put you through for the next
I just got one last year. It was a gauntlet.
Yeah, it is. You literally have to say, you know, how badly do I want this? And you just have to understand that we're going to ask you for the same documents more than once. We're going to ask you for things that you can't imagine why we're asking. You know, I was in this business, I hate to say it and date myself, since 1994. It was relatively, you know, let's call it normal back then. You had to show a pay stub, you had to show a bank statement. And then, you know, I don't have to do a whole history lesson, but then we went, you know, out of control. And by early 2002, you know, we didn't ask for anything. It was just, what day do you want to close? Mm-hmm. And then the pendulum has now swung. I don't even, you know, if not for BNI, I would not have survived 2007 through 2010 when we really couldn't lend money, and I don't know how I was going to make a living, but my BNI colleagues kept me at least busy enough, you know, to stay afloat.
What a great story.
So now we're, it's unbelievable, And plus also getting the opportunity to be a director.
So what can I, if I want a 30 fixed rate, what can I get right now?
Well, you know, then I have those, you know, 10 different questions to ask you. But let's just say it's a traditional loan, 20% down, your credit is
all that.
You know, a little bit under 4, you know, oddly enough.
You know what? Hey, Jackie, as someone who remembers, I never had a loan like this, but I would remember when mortgages were going for 16, 17, 18% or maybe even higher. So people ought to say, you know, beat me, hurt me, make me write bad checks, you know, make me talk bad to my mama. Just give me that 4% rate and shut up and go on.
You're 100% right. 100%. And, yes, over the summer we were probably
30 years fixed at 4%. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Everybody ought to be – everybody should be doing that if they don't even need a mortgage.
They should be leveraging if they have property with no mortgages. Depending on the situation, they should be getting out of adjustables into fixed loans. In some cases, getting out of debt and, you know, combining that. But there's still no better place to take money from with respect to the tax deductibility.
Right.
And the long-term,
what
you know,
do you see,
advantage
what do you
of doing
see,
that.
Jackie, as I want to put your real estate hat on for a minute. What do you see as the long-term health of the home ownership concept in America?
Well, you know, there are a couple of ways to look at it. It will still always be the number one thing. You know, most Americans want is to own their own home. I don't think real estate is, you know, going anywhere. Listen, you have to ride the wave. There were years there, obviously. If you bought something on Monday, by Friday you could, you know, flip it. And now it's more of a long haul. I would not say, you know, treat it like the stock market, buy a stock Monday and, you know, and sell it by, you know, the following week. You have to buy the property knowing that you might have to hold on to it longer than you think. We might have another time where property values get down. You know, I'm in New York City.
I'm more thinking, Jackie, not so much market forces as demographic forces. The young people. I'm concerned. I say I'm concerned. I'm interested in the Gen Y folks, though, 84 million of them, they have a different attitude about things than you and I did.
Yeah.
They're not going to want a McMansion with a 3-car garage if they don't even want to own a car.
Understood. I mean, it's still a good investment, even if it isn't necessarily the picture of how you see your life. I mean, there are a lot of people that I do loans for as investment properties. If you buy right, the cash flow is great. It's a safe place to put your money if you buy right. I think you have to do one at a time. A lot of things that we saw during the crazy days where people were buying multiple properties with no money down, with no thought that the property might depreciate.
Hey, Jackie, I'm coming to the end of our visit. I'd like to keep up with you. Will you come back another day and keep us posted on how things are going?
Absolutely.
I need your websites quickly, please.
Okay. GuaranteedRate.com/Jacqueline Frank. Certainly always check out BNI.com and ManhattanBNI.com.
Hey, Jackie, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks again, Jim. Have a great day.
Jackie Frank, ladies and gentlemen, representing Guaranteed Rate and Business Network International. That last group is one of our favorites around here, isn't it? I'm going to take a quick break. Got a lot more to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.